The Texas story deserves the full treatment because the mechanics of how this happened are genuinely instructive. The Texas Tribune reported that the Motor Vehicle Crime Prevention Authority, MVCPA, has been distributing grants to law enforcement agencies funded by a $1 surcharge added to every car insurance policy in the state. That surcharge was originally established to fight vehicle theft. What it's been funding, increasingly, is flock safety cameras, automated license plate readers that build what amounts to a real-time database of vehicle movements across Texas.
And the scale here matters. Flock isn't some niche vendor. They've become the dominant player in the Alper market in the United States, with cameras deployed in hundreds of municipalities. What makes the Texas situation particularly striking is the funding mechanism. This wasn't a line item in a police budget that voters could scrutinize. It was a dollar on an insurance surcharge, routed through a prevention authority, distributed as grants to local agencies. Each individual decision is defensible in isolation. Aggregate them, and you have a statewide surveillance network funded by mandatory insurance fees.
The HN thread went deep on the constitutional angles. Fourth Amendment doctrine on vehicle location data has been in flux since the Carpenter v. United States decision in 2018, where the Supreme Court ruled that prolonged cell phone location tracking requires a warrant. But Alper sit in a legal gray zone. They capture data in public spaces, which traditionally doesn't trigger Fourth Amendment protection, but the aggregation of that data over time creates something qualitatively different from a cop seeing your car on the street. You're essentially building a comprehensive movement history for every vehicle.
Right, and there's an economic angle too that I think gets overlooked. The $1 fee is so small that no individual policyholder has meaningful incentive to challenge it. That's a classic collective action problem. The benefit to any surveillance expansion is concentrated. Agencies get data, vendors get contracts, while the cost is diffuse. A dollar per policy across millions of Texas drivers is real money. That's the funding model that makes this kind of infrastructure expansion nearly invisible until someone pulls the thread the way the Tribune did.
From Texas, let's cross the Atlantic because the UK is having its own reckoning with surveillance and privacy, and the numbers from the Register's survey are striking. Polling showed that a substantial majority of British citizens want their private messages to stay private. Which sounds obvious until you remember that the UK has been pushing hard for what critics call a backdoor requirement in the Online Safety Act. The idea is that messaging platforms operating in the UK would be required to scan encrypted messages for illegal content, particularly child sexual abuse material.
The technical problem with this is one that cryptographers have been explaining for years and policymakers keep not hearing. You cannot build a backdoor that only the good guys can walk through. End-to-end encryption works precisely because the service provider cannot read the messages. The moment you create a mechanism for the provider to scan content, you've broken end-to-end encryption by definition. Signal, WhatsApp, and others have threatened to pull out of the UK market rather than comply. Apple delayed its advanced data protection feature in the UK over exactly this regulatory conflict.
What's interesting about the polling data is that it cuts across political lines. This isn't a left-right issue in Britain. People who otherwise disagree on nearly everything agree that their WhatsApp messages to their family members shouldn't be readable by the government. The government's framing is always child protection, which puts privacy advocates in a genuinely difficult rhetorical position. Because nobody wants to be seen as defending the ability to share CSAM. But the technical reality is that the proposed scanning mechanisms would surveil everyone's communications, not just criminals.
And this connects back to Texas in a way that I think is worth naming explicitly. In both cases, you have governments constructing surveillance infrastructure through mechanisms that are hard to see clearly, a dollar on an insurance bill, a child safety amendment to an Online Communications Act. The opacity is part of the design. The HN community was particularly sharp on this. Several commenters noted that the most effective surveillance expansions are the ones that never require the public to make a clear, direct choice about whether they want to be surveilled.
That's a thread I want to return to later because it connects to the Quebez OS vulnerability we'll cover shortly. The question of who has access to your system and through what mechanisms runs through a lot of today's stories.